This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Medicinal cannabis has become a big part of the pain conversation in Australia, and since changes to prescribing rules, there's been hundreds of thousands of approvals, with chronic pain being the top reason. But here's the big question: does it actually work for most people, or are the benefits more limited than we realise? Joining us is someone who knows the research, is Professor Susan Nielsen, Deputy Director of the Monash Addiction Research Centre. Susan, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly counts as medicinal cannabis here in Australia?
Yeah, look, in Australia, we have a really broad range of products that are legally able to be prescribed for medical conditions. So this includes plant material, oils, capsules, sprays, edible forms such as gummies. So all of those, if they're being prescribed through the medical cannabis system, can be considered as medicinal cannabis.
From your research, how effective is medicinal cannabis for treating chronic pain?
Well, we've seen in the clinical trials and then the systematic reviews, which bring together all of the clinical trials into one analysis, has been a pretty consistent finding that where there are effects, the effects of pain are generally relatively small. But for most people in trials, they're not seeing benefits. And we're also seeing for most people in trials, it's more likely that you'll experience adverse effects than you'll experience benefits for pain. So that's not to say that nobody benefits, but on average, most of the time, what we're seeing is either no benefits or very small benefits.
What are some of the side effects that, or the common ones that people experience when they are taking medicinal cannabis for pain?
The side effects, the common side effects can be sort of some sedation or drowsiness or confusion, gastrointestinal side effects. Those are usually relatively mild, and they often can also get less severe as time passes, as you get used to them. There are some more severe side effects that we're seeing with the more potent THC products, which have become much more common. So sometimes with these, we see side effects developing like dependence or addiction and psychosis. Those are side effects we're a little bit more concerned about. But those mild to moderate side effects like drowsiness and sedation and dizziness, quite common but often not as severe.
Susan, it's my understanding that there's the two types. You've got the one that's got the THC in it and the one without. Which one's being used for pain management?
The most prescriptions that we're seeing, or the most approvals that we're seeing for pain management, actually tend to be, at the moment, the much higher THC products. And we don't have a lot of evidence for the CBD type products for chronic pain. So it is the THC that generally has been associated with pain relief. But in those pain relief trials, often the concentrations or doses of THC that have been used are much lower than what's commonly being prescribed in Australia now.
We're chatting with Professor Susan Nielsen from Monash University about medicinal cannabis for chronic pain. Susan, there's been an explosion of telehealth cannabis clinics. Is there a risk in getting prescriptions from doctors who don't necessarily know your full medical history?
That is a concern, and it's not necessarily telehealth per se, but if it's a telehealth prescriber that's not necessarily managing all of the patient's medical conditions and doesn't know all of the medications that they're on, and maybe less familiar with all of the potential interactions that a person might have with medical cannabis, and we know there are some serious interactions with medical cannabis and other medications, that's when we can see that there is some concern. So we are a little bit concerned about fragmented care when we've got one person that may be prescribing medicinal cannabis and then you've got another prescriber who's prescribing everything else. And the prescriber who's prescribing everything else doesn't necessarily know that that person is receiving medicinal cannabis on top of all of their other medications.
If someone is considering it for pain, what's the best way to go about it safely and realistically then?
Well, we know for chronic pain, optimally, that people are having what's called multimodal or multidisciplinary care. So it's not just medications or drugs, it's a range of different treatments that are complementary. And ideally, that's provided by a team that are kind of across what everybody's providing as part of a treatment plan. I think as a first step, if you're thinking about using medicinal cannabis, ideally you can talk to your usual healthcare provider, so your GP, who may potentially refer you to some specialists, but ideally someone who knows everything that's going on and your other medical conditions as well. I think that would be a really good first step in trying to have holistic care. We do know that not all GPs are necessarily comfortable prescribing medical cannabis, so that can be tricky. But ideally, if you are going to be prescribed medical cannabis, to at least have the GP in the conversation and to be having that on the medical record so that, that it's able to be considered.
Susan, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Professor Susan Nielsen, Deputy Director of the Monash Addiction Research Centre.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.